Okay, so we're looking at a graph here where women appeared to be more represented in computer science, basically during the mid to early 1980s. Mm-hmm. Do any of you know what was going on in the mid to late 1980s? Mm. Maybe computers being entered into the work. Suddenly everybody's using computers. Who do you think we were sending to go learn to use computers? Who were the first people in the workplace?
Wasn't it the secretaries, because we switched from typewriters to word processors?
Exactly. That's why that little bump there is there. Because we were sending women to learn computer science so they could use a word processor.
Yep. Which isn't really computer science when you think about it. It's just typing on a computer rather than a typewriter.
In the early days, it was computer science. You used
called it computer science, but most of it was just typing.
Yeah.
Anybody who's ever tried to use Emacs will tell you, you got to spend a lot of time learning it.
Right. Well, I mean, all those computers back then, I used computer. I'm old enough to remember that. And I remember typing used to actually be a class that you used to take. It was like a required skill. You took it in high school, and it was supposed to be like a real big thing on a resume. Now everybody and their brother can type. Now it's not a big deal. You had the Emacs, you had the trash 80s, you had all those ancient computers that were difficult to use because you had to know computer language to be able to interact with them.
Well, so, yeah, they weren't point and click.
Yeah, you're needed to right. Know how to use the command line. I wanted to correct you just made my point. So, yeah, the reason why this happened in the 80s as opposed to the 90s is because before the graphic user interface, you had to know the command line. You actually had to know, if you wanted to start your word processing program, print it, whatever you were going to do with it, you actually had to know a little bit of how the computer language worked because you had to send the commands to the command line. It wasn't until Windows that you actually had a graphic user interface where people could just click on the word processor. They no longer had to learn how to code, essentially. And then you notice that happened. I mean, when did Windows 3.1 come out? Was it the early 90s?
It was 91, 92.
All right, yeah, so you see, 90s. That's exactly when it was a little bit into the dip, but yeah, you can see that's after the dip. So, and then it never comes back. So that's as soon as women could do word processing without having to learn the computer language, computer science just fell like a rock.
Actually, give me a minute here, because now I got to find out when the Mac was introduced, because it may line up directly with when the Mac took.
The Mac was introduced right before the Windows computer was. Mac was first on the scene.
What year was it
like 83, 84? Because that's when the dip happened.
It was in the 80s, yeah.
Okay, if it was 83, 84, we just confirmed our hypothesis. So we're gonna
1984!
Boom.
There you go.
We solved the mystery.
Because we're men.
And it would have gotten away with it too, if it weren't for your snooping kids and your talking monkey.
Right.